Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Welcome back to the 2023 Golden Crappies Awards. Part one was earlier, so please go check your podcast feed to go listen to it in case you missed it. If it's not there, chances are you may not have subscribed, in which case, hit subscribe on your platform. Now, without further ado, let's get back to the ceremony with the category of Outstanding Musical Performance.
Now we have Katie and Walter performing one of the best musical performances of the year. Go ahead, guys. Take it away. Do it.
Away in a manger, no crimp on his bed, the little Lord Jesus asleep in his bed. Thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
That was better than the original performance in the barn. And the winner for this category.
Well, first,
should we read through the noms?
Let's just do the noms really quickly so you're refreshed. Here are the noms in Best Musical Performance. You've been hearing some of them all night long. We've got
Lisa Barlow, Away in a Manger.
Insecure by Candace, featuring Trina.
Oh, Holy Night by Asher Monroe, featuring Erica Jane, bitch!
Oh, no! Hit the high note!
Lady Drama by the Real Housewives of New Jersey Ensemble.
I do whatever I want, whenever I want, with no explanation. Oh, I make up my own words for that shit. But Whatever I Want by the OC Reels on Real Housewives of Orange County. I will go down all your half boos. That song does not get the respect it deserves.
It does not. And Right Here Waiting
Thank
by
you.
Richard Marx, which we already sang along to.
All right, Best Musical Performance. The award goes to
the stars in the sky. Look down where he lay.
Who could it be?
The hospital.
I like we got a Richard Marx fan down here.
Asleep.
We can go in so many different directions.
The winner for Best Musical Performance of the Year goes to Away in the Manger by Lisa Barlow.
Yes!
Yes. That got us half of a standing ovation. Congratulations, Lisa. That is amazing.
Congratulations.
Especially to pull off that successful of a single in a Mormon town about Jesus.
Yes, so beautiful.
She didn't sing a John Smith in a wagon. That was Jesus in a crib. So thank you for that, Lisa. Congratulations. Here via video to accept her award, please welcome Lisa Barlow.
So it's not every day that one wins Best Vocal Stylings. So you know I had to come to sunny Miami to celebrate. Just so you all know, I'm beyond grateful that you appreciated my vocal stylings in my rendition of Away in a Manger. Thanks, everyone.
I love that. I love that. I love that.
Diet Coke. Diet Coke. Okay, guys. Well, you guys know that I love a musical performance. I'm also the kind of person who acts like I'm very pissed off and angry all the time, but I'm really an emo queen at the end of the day. And when I really need to feel some things, I sit down with the piano and wise words from a Judas child. Hey, it's me, Melania.
probably seen me around. You might know me from TV. I'm about to go pick up my friends, Tay-Tay and Stephanie. We're about to go pop them tags, get our nails done, get our hair done. We're not chasing boys, we're chasing checks, we're chasing dreams, we're chasing goals. Big things popping, little things stopping. Let's hit it, Walter.
In that moment, you grew up.
I'm no longer a child. All right, thank you, everybody. What's next?
So, we've been talking a lot about how there was been a ceremony held earlier this evening, but actually, last night we literally had a ceremony. And so, you know, with the Oscars, the night before, there's always like the Independent Spirit Awards. So, let me tell you about the Independent Spirit Crappies. And to help talk about the categories, the real categories that we did last night, please welcome the very wonderful, the very excellent, one half of the Reality Gays, Mr. Jake Anthony, coming out here, sir.
What good is sitting alone in your room?
Step on the toes of your musicians.
For you, babe.
No.
That's your music. Jake Anthony, we love
everybody.
You so much.
I'm like an ADD child, just like looking here. First of all, I want to say thank you for letting me help you present the creative arts crappies.
Yeah, that's what
it feels a little great, but it sounds about where I am.
Yeah,
right,
you know.
Well, you know, it's the creative arts crappies, but it's about people who actually are working their asses off.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know? What?
Oh, it's like our live shows when people just scream at us in the audience.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's like y'all have.
So we did three categories last night in Scottsdale,
yeah.
Arizona. And we wanted to have you...
Lovely place.
Lovely place.
Lovely place.
Lots of bachelorette parties. That is where the Jizz
and Jazz
fight
Fashion capital
happens.
Of the U.S.
So, but you watch a lot of
great highlights.
You watch
a lot of
Below
great
Deck.
Highlights. And cutout dresses.
I watch a lot of Below Deck. But yeah, I can talk about it at one
well,
extent.
Well, the reason why I'm saying that is because we had some Below Deck heavy categories last night.
Yes.
And so we wanted to. So one of our first categories that we had was Best Yachty. Do you have a favorite yachty from the past year?
Oh, a favorite yachty. My issue is that they're all there to annoy me.
Yes.
Like you guys have. However, Haley is probably my favorite yachty of this
Haley
season.
Of course you like Haley.
She's basically a drag queen who talks like this.
I was just going to say.
She's got a wig and she's got big titties. So she's
a drag queen. She talks about a vagina all the time. So yeah. Masturbate. God, I wish I could come right now. I would come right
exactly.
now if I could.
I will say, I was very... happy to see that Aisha Scott won for your big favorite person.
That's right, Aisha Scott won for best yachty last night. So congrats to Aisha.
Oh, Aisha Scott!
She's so cute.
Magda has exposed her dimple to the charter guests, but I'm still trying to give a positive feedback.
Chef Marco was actually here earlier.
Oh yeah.
Because it's probably you guys down here.
These ladies down here.
Chef
yeah.
Marcos has a restaurant across this. If those of you who don't watch Below Deck, this chef is gorgeous, like stunning.
I tried to make a move on him, and it was rebuffed. unfortunately.
So who is your favorite captain?
God bless you.
Okay,
I love your
come
balls.
On. Come on.
Favorite captain.
I would like to say that it's Captain Sandy with constructive criticism. But y'all are fuckers because I would never say that.
Yeah, yeah. That was a good misdirection.
For me, it's Captain Glenn across the way.
Yeah.
Oh, Captain
Glenn.
That's
a good choice. That's a solid choice.
Like, he's like a guy you'd meet at an airport bar who you would fuck him and you'd cheat on your husband with.
Yeah.
That's normal, right? Okay, you would all fuck Captain Glenn at an airport bar.
Ah, girl, I don't know, airport bar. I like Captain Glenn because he's just, like, so normal. Like, he's just, I believe that's what a captain's really like, where they're like, okay, do whatever, you know what I mean? Just tell me if we crash the yacht.
No. There is some dirty, kinky shit underneath there.
Well, guess what?
I'm certain.
The winner of the category of best captain should come as no surprise in his final season on the show. Captain Lee won for best
captain. It makes
sense.
Yeah,
Captain
Lee.
God damn it.
Yeah,
Captain
Lee deserves it.
God damn it.
And then the final category we did last night was best comeback. I already can see your dirty joke forming in your mind. What was your favorite comeback last year? You have a favorite comeback. You don't have to have a favorite comeback.
I think my favorite comeback has to be Caroline Stansberry.
Okay.
Because she changed continents.
She did.
That's the first intercontinental.
That is the first intercontinental move from a housewife.
Change.
It might as well be going to Mars.
Might as well. Well, everyone, the best comeback that you guys all voted for, this was by a huge margin. Phaedra Parks.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Phaedra Parks.
I do want to say, Maddie really wanted to come tonight. He is, this is big news, he has been selected as one of the people to be on the new reboot of The Swan. So he's getting radical reconstructive plastic surgery as we speak.
Well, God bless.
And
well, good luck pulling this off. I know he took a sketch of my face in there, so good luck.
I've given them a lot of notes, so hopefully they can include things that I want in there. But he does give his regards, and we're very happy for him.
Tell him we love him.
Yeah. Jake, thank you so much.
Thank you,
guys. Jake.
Thank you for presenting the Creative Arts Crappies. Ladies and gentlemen,
Jake Anthony,
subscribe to the podcast, Jake Anthony.
It is in that honest day. Life is a cabaret, my friends. Come to the cabaret.
That fucking outfit on. Fuck you trying to make me sit at that god table with Ben.
Did you read that Luann got barfed on? And they were accusing Dorinda, and we just all immediately
they
believed it. Guy out there over there, you're about to get it.
Joe,
okay, now is a category we're very excited for because, you know, as podcasters, we're always worried, like, is it over? Is Bravo over? What happened? Like, every time some big controversial thing happens, we're like, we're fucked.
Yeah.
What are we gonna do? I don't know how to work these new cash register screens. I haven't worked through an Aloha update in years, okay?
So we're doing it in a ceremony held earlier this evening.
Oh, can we do Best New Show? I set up the wrong award. You pointed it that you said it's here.
I literally pointed at the sheet.
Okay,
and then
so
I pointed
that intro
at the screen that said in a ceremony held earlier this evening.
That intro was for Best New Show, so I can't wait to do that later.
In a ceremony held earlier this evening.
Worst social media decision, and it is a tie. This one was a tie. Kyle Richards for trying to take on Reza. Yikes.
That was not good.
You will never go lower than Reza. Okay, never. And Lisa Rinna for trying to take on that insane psychopathic twink online. What was his name? Do you guys remember? Patrick. Oh, Patrick. My God.
Best non-Eagle, Olivia Aiden.
Olivia Aiden. And here to present her award for Best Non-Eagle is Olivia Aiden.
Money can't buy your class. Money can't
buy your
class.
Most entertaining hat store, Kimosabi's.
Kimosabi's. Least entertaining hat store, the embellished U-Haul storage unit on Real House.
Robin Dixon from Potomac. Best use of a depression scrunchie, Jennifer Aiden.
Yes. The best not ever fucking anybody fuckboy, Joey Marbles from Southern Hospitality.
And finally, outstanding use of Snickers creamer in a dramatic scene, Margaret Josephs, and here to accept her award via video, Margaret Josephs.
I'm so honored to accept this award for Snickers creamer in a dramatic moment. I mean, who would have thunk it when I took the Snickers creamer out of my bag when I was apologizing with Jennifer Aiden, our makeup, that I would be bestowed such an honor, a crappy. I mean, how excited am I to use Snickers in such a way? My creamer warms my little heart. I just want to thank God, my husband, my family, my fans. Thank you so much. And I will always hold Snickers creamer dear to my heart, in my purse, and near any iced coffee and coffee that I ever consume. Thank you, Crappies, for seeing that Snickers creamer is part of every dramatic moment in my life and just makes everything that much sweeter.
Thank you, Margaret. Classic Marge. Kids, remember all that intro? It still counts. Because here to present the award for Best New Show, we love these two. First of all, this guy has been an amazing red carpet interview host for us tonight, Mr. Ryan Bailey from So Bad It's Good with Ryan Bailey, and one of the most popular accounts on Instagram from two judgy girls, Margie Free. How'd it go out there?
It was tough.
Was it?
I hurt my eye, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We don't know how we got it.
Yeah, how did it happen?
Something happened backstage.
Spiders laid eggs in my eye.
Oh, no. Do you know which spider it was?
A large one, yeah.
Okay. Welcome back. This is your first time.
Yeah.
Well, welcome.
I just want to shout out the dedication to the eye. There's makeup happening right here.
I'm the carrot top of Bravo. Thank you.
You're like the war correspondent of the evening, and I love it. Also, thank you to Rebecca Lieb, one of my best friends from the podcast Ghost Town, who's been working the carpet with Ryan. It's excellent. Go listen to it if you'd love some good gift stories.
And we also have in the house Ceci from the Bravo Docket is here as well.
Ceci!
A lot of... lot of Bravo podcasters and Instagram people. We really appreciate it.
Love you, Ceci.
So let's let's go through the nominees for Best New Show, okay?
Right.
Best New Show. The first Best New Show nominee.
Below Deck Adventure.
Below Deck Adventure.
Below Deck Down Under.
Oh, yeah. Next up is Candy and the Gang.
Candy and the Gang.
Gone Too Soon, Candy and the Gang.
Real Girlfriends in Paris.
Whoa, huge.
Real Housewives of Dubai.
And finally,
Southern Hospitality.
Wavy baby.
Oh, love it.
That makes me so excited to hear how excited people are about Southern Hospitality.
Well, 5 stars.
People love bars.
Yeah.
And
we don't need Leva for it. I'm going to be honest. No Leva needed. Like, they do a great job on their own.
I agree.
We don't need it.
Yeah. I kind of like Leva's commitment to just not giving a shit about anything, even when she gets her own show.
But she gives too much of a shit of them partying, but that's their job.
Yeah. But can I say that if we were doing a sketch on that show, I would cast you as Grace Lilly. Like, you could pull it off. Look at her.
Guys,
look at her.
That is the best compliment I've ever gotten, because it's usually Teresa Giudice. So I'll take Grace Lilly any day.
Sounds good.
It's the forehead.
Totally.
I would buy it.
Yeah.
Well, would you guys like to read or open the envelope?
What's your all's choices? Give us your choices.
Southern Hospitality, 100 people.
I'm going to go Real Girlfriends in Paris because I like Parisian.
I'm going with that too because I want to support children. Yes. But I also think Southern Hospitality, I don't know, it's a tie between those two.
There's children on Southern Hospitality too.
I love Southern Hospitality, but I just love Real Girlfriends in Paris. I think it is so funny.
That's
it is
my
a funny,
choice.
Funny show. Okay.
Ryan, I leave it to you.
Woo! Southern Hospitality!
Wavy gravy!
Courtney Frame, two judging girls, Ryan Bailey.
You
thank you so much.
It's good to the Ryan Bailey.
Follow them on Instagram and listen to their podcast.
Thank you, guys.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Life is short, and it's full of a lot of interesting questions. What does happiness really mean? How do I get the most out of my time here on Earth? And what really is the best cereal? These are the questions I seek to resolve on my weekly podcast, Life is Short with Justin Long. If you're looking for the answer to deep philosophical questions like what is the meaning of life, I can't really help you. But I do believe that we really enrich our experience here by learning from others. And that's why in each episode, I like to talk with actors, musicians, artists, scientists, and many more types of people about how they get the most out of life. We explore how they felt during the highs and sometimes more importantly, the lows of their careers. We discuss how they've been able to stay happy during some of the harder times. But if I'm being honest, it's mostly just fun chats between friends about the important stuff. Like, if you had a sandwich named after you, what would be on it? Follow Life is Short wherever you get your podcasts. You can also listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
In the aftermath of a shocking crime, people always ask why. Why would someone do something like that? What could possibly push them to commit such a horrible act? Was it money? Revenge? What makes people like that tick? I'm Candace DeLong, host of the podcast Killer Psyche, where I explain the thoughts, motivation, and behaviors of the most violent figures in history. You may think you know these cases, but trust me, you do not. Using my decades of experience as an FBI agent and criminal profiler, I dig deeper into the twisted psychology of why. Many of the cases covered on Killer Psyche I actually worked on, like the serial killer Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber, and Dennis Rader, also known as BTK. Follow Killer Psyche wherever you get your podcast. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
I'm coming for your house, bitch. taking you down.
So we're coming into the final stretch of the show here. And for this next category, this is a real big one. Biggest villain. And here to be a presenter is a wonderful, wonderful man who is the star and creator of Southside on HBO, as well as Sherman Showcase. And he was on Watch What Happens Live with Meredith Marks in a scene that was then showed in the reunion of Salt Lake City. Mr. Diallo Riddle, everyone.
Diallo.
How are you feeling tonight, Diallo?
I'm feeling great. I feel like I got one of the best categories of the night.
You definitely did.
Woo! Wouldn't want it any other way. But I think there was a glaring omission.
Okay.
I think there was a snub.
Go on.
I have to say, one of my favorite villains was the guy who directed Adriana's music video.
Yep.
I gotta say.
Yeah.
For a show that looks that good, that video looked terrible.
He was like the boss from the Flintstones, like Fred Flintstones.
What are you doing? Get in the shot!
I mean, listen, the lyrics to that song are amazing. Miami's on fire,
on,
fire.
On,
fire, fire.
On.
Not just fire.
I hear it. Well, next year.
Bad marketing, though, because who's searching? I was actually searching it so we could play it last night, and I couldn't. I was like, something's on fire. We got all these traumatic videos. It was a pretty sad night.
It was like police footage of Miami on fire.
Yeah, it's because she spells it F-Y-A-H. How are people going to Google you, Adriana? How are we going to Google you?
It was shot on an iPhone 8. It was the most.
I like that. Well, that's your lowest.
Oh,
the
my
eight.
Gosh. Well,
you're so fancy. You're like the 8.
It was going to be spelled like normal fire, but someone fell on her keyboard and almost shattered it to 1,000 pieces. Almost. So
you loved it when she started dancing, right? When they brought the people out of the restaurant and she started dancing.
on her nearly shattered foot.
Bad optics.
Of her sawdust bones.
She started like fucking tap dancing, stomping her feet around. All right, best villain.
Here we go.
Let's get your speed takes on these.
Okay. All the men of Southern Charm.
I have to say, I tend to get all my entitled white people on HBO, so.
Okay, all right.
You get the upper crust entitled white people. So.
Ashley from Below Deck Sailing. You gotta respect her dedication to pasta right there.
That's amazing.
That's the meanest picture, girl. That is
exactly the picture selection.
That is so mean. All right. Camille Lamb.
Camille from Below Deck. Below deck, just below deck.
Below deck.
Below deck.
It's a lot of below deck.
A lot of below deck. Shout out to Chef Marcos.
Yeah, Chef Marcos.
Oh my God,
Chef Marcos
so awesome.
Is here.
Marcos
is
here. And I'm so sorry that we didn't bring him out because he was actually hanging out back there and I forgot to chase him.
I'm sorry, who?
Oh.
Good answer.
I gotta say, if she wins, we know that the Russian bots hacked the Krabbies.
Yes, that's right.
This year.
Diana Jenkins had her bots take over the entire show.
When I heard that Diana Jenkins was joining the show, I knew that was the new black character.
Sorry, I pressed it onto.
Okay. I mean, it is snowing in Pasadena.
It actually is today.
You know what's so good about that is that she actually posted that as vindication, but she posted an article that said, it's going to snow in Pasadena this weekend. And she goes, see, bitches? But then the article said, for the first time since 1983. It's like, Erica.
That's amazing.
Dumbass. It's not proof, Erica. Jesus.
My favorite of your lines is they're going to be some winners and they're going to be some losers.
There's going to be ups and there's going to be downs.
Some Laverne's and some Shirley's. I love that.
even tried to pull that. Wait, Lucy.
That. That's my Barlow. That's my Barlow. I love that.
I love that.
You ready for the next one?
Yeah, I'm ready. Oh, man.
Jen Shaw. Do they accept delivery of toy poop in a prison? Do they accept it?
I don't know if we can even reward her behavior with a crappy.
I don't know.
I feel like she would be too happy about it. She'll start stalk watching you guys.
I know.
She would. I'm going to send this to an old person who lost everything.
Yeah.
I'll be like, I'm so sorry you're broke, but now you have a plastic spray painted poop emoji. Congratulations.
Oh, wow.
American.
Mr. I can't sleep with my wife because I'd be cheating on the person I love. Who does punchlines like that?
That's insane.
He's really divorcing plastic surgeons in Miami. He really is like, you think it really can't be that bad, but he really does it. He goes for it.
He really should have won this award in 2010 because we all saw this coming.
That's right.
I know, it was like the longest asshole win ever, you know.
Ready for the next one?
I'm ready.
Ronna, you read
this
one.
Dude, if this was like a soccer game, people would be turning over cars.
I know.
You guys are fucking insane right now.
The energy up here is insane.
You would be starting
this.
This
is better than any concert. Fans wish for this energy.
All right. Lisa Rinna. Lisa Rinna from Real Housewives of Beverly
Hills. This is the best category.
I mean, I
want her to win so that we can just look at her and be like, ooh, you're so angry. You're so angry.
So angry.
Team Denise.
And the final nominee. She had a bad season.
Miss Patreon.
Controversial nominee.
She has been teasing this wedding for 7 years.
7 years.
She's been teasing a wedding for this is the most anticlimactic finale
really
since Lost.
Yes. Okay, so I just want to remind everyone that if Jen Shaw loses this category, we thought someone was worse than a felon. I just want everyone to know that. Okay? Just everyone know, whoever wins, if they beat Jen Shaw, they're making a statement.
I'm actually nervous to see who's gonna win this one. I think this is a big one.
This is the envelope, right?
That's
here
it.
We go, guys.
That's
okay,
it.
Diallo.
Biggest villain.
All right.
Biggest villain.
And the winner is Lenny Hochstein.
Lenny Hochstein.
Real Housewives of Miami.
Wow. I thought it was going to be Jen Shaw or Lisa Rinna. I'm shocked.
Well deserved.
Wow, that is fantastic.
Well deserved.
I don't think we picked poorly. I don't think they did. That was amazing.
It was amazing. That was a tough, you know what? That was a tough, very tough, crowded field this season, this year.
I'm happy for Lisa Rinna, and I'm sad for Jen Shaw. So weird at the same time. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
I appreciate it. Thank
Everyone,
you.
Go watch Diallo's TV shows.
Damn it, we're releasing that as a single. That was beautiful.
It should have been a three-way tie.
The Crappers are killing it tonight. Thank you, Walter and Katie.
You guys are really...
Thank you.
Walter, my dream for you is that one day you will win a Grammy, possibly. I just hope you have that in you.
I feel like you're going to break through. You're going to break through soon, Walter.
I see it.
Working.
Going to work on it.
Okay, what's next, Ben? I'm just going to let Ben drive me around now. By the way, I'm like a child. I'm like when you take your child to a restaurant and they just like throw the shit on the floor.
But this
That's
is
what
why,
it looks like over
this
here.
This is why I literally love you, Ronnie. You're the best work husband anyone could ever have, truly.
Aww.
How good was Ronnie when he sang that song?
Ronnie can sing, you guys, right?
Sweet.
He's a good singer.
And now we present Best Buy.
Best Buy.
So our next guest is a huge Bravo fan. You may recognize her from being on Gilmore Girls. And most recently, she is a cast member of the HBO television show Hacks.
One of the most talented comedic actresses of all time, Miss Rose Abdu.
Welcome, Rose.
Welcome, Rose. We've had.
I know.
Guests. Look at these guests.
We have two people. We have two people in a row from HBO Max.
Love you. I am so honored to be here. I'm so honored. I love you guys. It's my chance to now tell you publicly. First of all, you have the most wonderful fans in the world.
Yes.
The passion. You really do. But you guys got me through the pandemic listening to this podcast. It really did. Such a fan. It got to the point, are you guys like this? It got to the point where I would watch the show only because I wanted to see, right?
Oh, that's so
sweet. Love it, love it.
I love you, thank you so much.
Your imitations, I would laugh the whole walk. It helped me, you helped me burn a few calories, just a few.
Oh God, I wish that could work on me.
You got me through my walks.
I love you. Thank you so much for that. And we've already decided, this is my Lebanese sister up here. So
there
we're
we
cousins.
Go.
We have to be.
Yeah,
we're related.
We've got a 23andMe date right. Later.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we're going to figure that shit
this
out real fast.
Excited for my category.
Oh, yeah, this is a good one. Best fight. Are you ready for your nominees in this category, Rose?
Yes.
Rose, are you ready? Because we're doing it. And we are starting off in Arizona. Just for Jazz fight in Arizona.
Just for Jazz in lingerie.
Yeah, a lingerie fight on Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
With Venetian blinds that with someone gets pushed
yeah,
into.
By the way, look at those blinds. This is Bravo. This is not TLC.
That place wins as the house I would like to vacation in the least of all the shows, right?
Okay, Ronnie.
This next one is Sierra versus Danielle on Italian Night.
That was messy.
It was messy.
But you know, look at these fuckers. Nobody ate that carb. Not a one of them. Look at those full plates of spaghetti. Fuck that cast. That whole cast.
What else?
This was really good.
I didn't see that one.
This was a really good fight. This was Contessa held an intervention for Heavenly in the movie theater in her home where she showed footage of Heavenly being awful.
On YouTube.
And Heavenly thought it was like a hilarious roast and was laughing.
They had an intervention and Heavenly cackled. I won't do that to you tonight, but that Heavenly cackle. Oh, God.
You have a Heavenly cackle. You
Dorinda.
Really do.
Dorinda and Vicky fighting about vaccines.
Okay. This might be my favorite one.
They made up.
I won't say
they made
that.
Up. I'm just saying. They made up.
Oh, that was a good one.
This is my favorite, I think. This is Erica versus everyone in Aspen.
Yeah.
I thought this was just hilarious. I love when people crack and just that you see that part that they can't hide anymore. And it's like, oh, fuck those poor people. Fuck them. I didn't do it.
Here's a fight that I feel like was really good, but was sort of forgotten. And this one is Heather accuses Noella of giving her daughter porn.
She's too young for that.
That was a good fight. That was a fight based off of Cards Against Humanity.
Yes.
That fused my two worlds of board games and Bravo together in a beautiful little terrible bow.
She was too young for that game.
Too young.
Too young.
Too young.
Her baby.
Her little baby. Her
little
18-year-old baby.
That baby's younger than Brooks Marks.
A little toddler. Little toddler.
Oh.
That's the one.
Kathy versus Rinna at the reunion.
That's
I have to say, everything was leaked about that season beforehand, so we kind of knew what was coming. I did not see that coming at the reunion.
That was so good.
When Kathy brought that pink outfit on and her pink little purse and kept her arms crossed and just let Lisa Rinna fucking have it.
So
and Lisa
good.
Couldn't say anything. I've never seen that. That was amazing. Congratulations.
This is another good one. Melissa charging at Jennifer Aiden at the Jersey Shore on Jersey. Okay. It's a good one.
She showed her true colors, Melissa.
Yeah.
But no fight could ever top that table flip from season one.
No.
I mean, that's the gold standard.
That was like the table like semi-lift and then drop.
That's why they show it. It's like Teresa will be going to the store and she's like, do you guys have any Chex Mix? And they just show the flashback of it just because they want to show that flashback.
Mia throwing a drink at Wendy, Real Housewives of Potomac.
Yep.
But not hitting her with it.
Not hitting her, just her throwing the liquid in front of her face.
There's so many fights.
So many fights.
Yeah, it was a big year for negativity on here.
Teresa throws a table of drinks at Marge in Nashville. Yeah. Also a good fight.
Yes.
And then finally, my personal favorite is this last one.
Oh.
Victoria throws wine at Joanne and dumps fries on his head.
It was a two-stage fight.
It was.
It was a wine throw, and then she went back and put carbs on his head. And he's gay, and when you put carbs on a gay man's head, you're really going for it.
What a waste of French fries. That
exactly.
was terrible.
You don't
and how
waste
would
that.
He get the wine and whatever she threw it out of that beautiful coat?
I don't know.
See, they all need, and Marge needed this too, John Medesian's dry cleaning.
Yeah, that's right.
Right?
I mean, I would be Dorinda. I would have stayed with him just for the dry cleaning alone.
She
real.
Did for a good very long, long time.
It was a good.
You know, I had to go really
clothing,
bad.
Yeah, she yeah. needed to stay with him for the dry cleaning alone.
Oh, that's funny.
Ooh, those are all so good.
Okay. So who would yours be?
Who's your favorite?
You pick first.
I think Rinna and Kathy. It's
got to be. Gonna go with you on that one.
Yeah. Do we hold that?
What do you think, Ben? Oh, you
yeah,
were
yeah. Well, I mean, I said what my favorite was, but I think Rinna versus Kathy was pretty much
Rinna
the epic fight of the season.
The opening
so
of the envelope.
Say.
This is so exciting. And everybody votes. Pull it out.
It's really in there.
Kathy confronts Rinna at the reunion of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yes.
I'm keeping
very
this.
Very good. Well deserved.
I'm
God, they're doing
this.
Really well tonight, aren't they? Do
yeah.
it.
I'm
and also,
it.
This is yours as well, Rose.
A golden crab is
everyone,
me?
Give a huge round of applause.
Rose, thank you so
much. Rose Abdu. Thank you so much for coming tonight.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
In our world, if we're cousins, we're getting married. I'm telling you that right now.
Yeah. So, you know,
the Karams do it, bitches.
We've been celebrating a lot of highs and lows and the year in Bravo, but, you know, not everything can be a lovely moment. You know, there are a lot of, we said goodbye to a lot of people on Bravo, people who are no longer in the world of Bravo. So we'd like to take a moment to reflect on
Let's
this.
Let's take a moment to remember, guys.
Andrea Sons. Austin's job. Move on up to Salt Lake City. Mia's joints. Pro Fitness. Danielle and Robin. Shaquille. Shannon and John. Shep and Taylor. Lisa and Lenny.
Thank you, Walter, for playing
Beautiful.
The song that he produced, My Heart Will Go On.
That is the actual
That's real.
Heart Will Go On guy, okay?
He did that.
My God.
He did that song.
Okay. Good job, Ben. That video was amazing. That's always my favorite part of this show. Okay, what's next? Pointing
Thank
at
you.
Me on this paper
best
thing we're using
best
today.
Best Bravo moment. It's all us from here on out.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, let's knock this
We're
shit out.
We're in our final three categories.
By the way, you guys have been amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you
There's
so
a long
much.
Show. Thank you. Yes.
Yes.
They're still here. They're still here. They're still here.
And you guys, the sparkles, just the amount of sparkles in this room. Your eyes and your clothes. Thank you so much for being with us. We love you guys. Okay, go. This shit still ain't over for an hour, so don't be getting ready to go pee.
Yeah.
Okay. Best Bravo moments. Let's do this.
Alexia learns about scrolling. You have to scroll down.
And then I scroll down. Then I scroll down about it. Let's
scroll down. He was divorced.
Yeah. Alexia's lawyer friend tries to offer advice.
That whole scene with the credit card, with Nicole asking about what...
How much does this cost? How much does your time cost? Take my Amex. Take my Amex.
Chanel Ayan wears a couture gown to an Ethiopian restaurant. That was pretty spectacular.
That was pretty good. That's the chicest wind chime I've ever seen, Jamie Lee Curtis. Is that a coffee cup that keeps something warm and cold at the same time? Jamie Lee, chic.
Dr. Jen and Ryan at the DeBros dinner party. This is one of the best dinner parties of all time. I'm just going to go on the record to say that, and no one talks about it. But when he put that napkin in his collar.
There was a big article this week that we've talked about a little bit about some brain saying like how the housewives have fallen and the negativity and there's no authenticity. Bullshit. Watch this.
This
scene is real. This is when you are with someone and you are so humiliated, but you still want to fuck them all the time. And sometimes you have to take them places, and it's horrible, and your life starts crumbling. This was real. So take that article and shove it, lady.
This is real, guys. This is real.
How dare you come from my channel?
Best Bravo moment. Dr. Nicole's mirror disinvitation of Larsa Pippen.
When Larsa couldn't read the mirror, I could not. Mirror on the wall? What?
X, Y, Z, and this and that. Best Bravo moment. Homeless, not toothless dinner. Real Houses of Beverly Hills.
That was pretty good.
Kyle yells at his roommates and then cries in someone's yard.
On a tiny little pony. And then they came out of the house and were like, is everything okay? He's like, sorry, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry,
you don't know man. What I'm going through.
Next up, Lisa tells the group that Lenny wants a divorce, and the group breaks into screams.
It was amazing.
Don't tell me there's no unity on Bravo.
Marilyn Monroe dinner.
Poor Marilyn Monroe had a rough year. First they did that thing on Netflix about her that was just the worst. Marilyn Monroe's in heaven like, what the fuck, man?
What did I do to you?
Now you're using my hair on a charcuterie scene?
I gave everything to this country. Okay.
Phaedra thinks Dorinda is old enough to be Brandy's mother. Finally.
Okay. And next is Quad's Holly sleigh party.
The picture says it all. The picture
Mary
says
medicine.
It all.
Oh, God. Okay. Oh, my God.
You do it.
No, you do
okay,
it.
Okay, fine. Oh, yeah. I haven't opened one yet. Will you hold the mic to it while I do it?
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry. They came with like a sticker. And the winner of Best Bravo Moment of the Year, as voted by everyone, the Homeless Not Toothless dinner. I thought for sure it was gonna be when Lisa told everyone. Like, I thought that moment was unbelievable. But either way, Homeless Not Toothless was an amazing dinner party
too. It was. So. That show is cleaning up, you know? Cleaning it up.
Do you like how I cut the curves on the thing?
Did you cut these?
I did.
You did?
I crafted.
Come Ben! He makes these every year. Look at this. He makes these. He literally has.
It's like sunk cost fallacy. Like once you buy a corner cutter, you just then want to use it on everything.
Ben, you're so cute. He had like two different kinds of stickers to choose from. He was like, what's better aesthetically? Let's go through this.
This is true. We did have this conversation today. Okay.
Ronnie, you made the awards. I mean.
What'd you say?
You made the awards.
Yeah. By the way, yes, Ronnie made these awards.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
This is a homemade grassroots award show.
I need to give a speech tonight. I'd like to thank Alibaba Express on the internet.
I'd like to thank my dear friend Ali Wong. All right. Bravo Celebrity of the Year. Second to last category. A big one. Can't wait to hear what you guys all say about these, how you all react. Bravo Celebrity of the Year, first nominee, shockingly, Candace Dillard Bassett. What a turnaround.
What? She has a very good chance, and rightfully so. Next up, Chanel Ayan, Real Housewives of Dubai. Ion, pardon me.
Ion, period dot. Dr. Nicole Martin, having a very strong second half of her season.
And this is also, like, I have to confess, you know, like, Candace, I've already confessed a lot because I really like her this year, and I usually don't at all. Nicole, I didn't love Nicole the first season. I was like, meh. She got a big meh from me. Great turnaround, Nicole.
Doing great work.
Great turnaround. Great work. Very, very good.
Okay, you're the next one here.
What? Garcelle Beauvais, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
And look at how smoking hot she is. Jeez, look at that.
She is.
Look at that picture.
She's never taken a shitty picture.
Never. Never.
So, Google me, yeah.
Here's one. Oh,
next
yeah.
up, Grace Lilly.
Grace Lilly.
Grace
Lilly. Next nominee.
Karen Huga, Real Housewives of Potomac.
Well, I'm only a nominee for Best Bravo Celebrity of the Year because no one keep their hands off of me. Hugging me close.
Lisa Barlow, Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
I love that.
Margaret Josephs, Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Margaret Josephs.
Sorry, well, I stepped on your Margaret Josephs.
Oh, I don't
Josephs
care. Then. I wanted to say it with you. We both say it together. You know, Margaret Josephs. You know what? I was talking to Serena from Ten of Fly, and she said, I'm a nominee for the best Bravo Celebrity of the Year. So I was like, I can't believe
this. What is that tramp?
And the thing is, Jennifer Aiden's on a downward spiral. She's drinking too much.
What am I supposed to do?
She's having marijuana paranoia.
We're trying to worry about.
And she's wrong. Bill doesn't even like it. That's why he had the affair. That's what I'm saying. Anyway, Joe, wear the polo shirt, Joe.
All right.
March. Oh God, sorry people at home.
Quad Web. You know, Quad Web has been a reliable.
Quad Web is so good, and I feel like our audience does not watch Married to Medicine as much as they should. That is a great show. And the fact that that show is so good, it had a great season it this was season.
You encouraged after me to keep years, watching it, and I did, and it was
yeah,
really
after
good.
Years they've been on. Go ahead. I mean, this is you.
Oh, well, Shannon Bloor. Janice Bloor. Well, as you can see from my photo, I am just so happy. I'm so happy right now to be a nominee. Oh, I can't.
I'm honored to be nominated, but I'm also extremely offended that someone would call chicken a dirty bird in the same category. How dare you? Chicken is Tuesdays at my house.
It is a very healthy bird, and I'm having 30 to 40 negative thoughts about it right now.
All righty. Let's see who
and
wins this.
Bravo Celebrity of the Year.
Of the Year 2023. Let's just keep ripping it open. Here it goes. What? Garcelle Beauvais.
She put up with a lot of bullshit this season, and she is just the best.
They tried to go extremely low with Garcelle, and she kept it pure class while also being entertaining as fuck, so thank you for that.
She was great.
Very rare on this channel, or in life. All right, last award of the night.
Last award, guys. And it's the biggest, boldest, sexiest award of the night.
This is a rough one.
Best Bravo show of the year.
Family Karma. Great show.
Real Girlfriends in Paris. This will probably be the last time I'll ever be nominated for something, because let's be honest, it's going to get canceled.
Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Which is, by the way, I think Beverly Hills has won almost every award tonight.
Who's watching? Nobody.
Real Housewives of Miami. Miami's fire.
Miami's
fire.
But my foot is on fire.
Oh, but what about my foot being on fire?
A Peacock original.
I can't wait till Adriana writes a song that uses the. I love her use of like little tiny words. Okay.
Real Housewives of New Jersey. It's a great show and deserves more than a little because it's on earlier in the season, so everyone forgets. Real House of New Jersey is
But it's
great.
Also on right now, so they didn't forget.
That's true.
They didn't forget. So let's see here. Real Housewives of Potomac.
So good. Is this the year it finally breaks through? Is this the year?
Yeah, that has been nominated ever since it's been on, right? Yeah. Hasn't won yet. Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip to the Berkshires. The Berkshires edition.
What do you want and what do you think is going to happen?
I think Miami gets it.
Well, I think that because it's a popularity, it's an open vote, and so I think it will probably be Beverly Hills or Miami. I would choose Ultimate Girls Trip too. I would choose Girls Trip. How about you?
I think that like the shows that are on Peacock have an uphill battle, especially because Beverly Hills is a juggernaut and it's already won so much. But honestly, Miami is picking up where New York left off.
Agreed.
Which is what I also say about Potomac, but honestly, I thought Potomac was doing it, but Miami is really doing it. So,
Miami is so good.
Miami
is absolutely killing it.
All right.
This last award is going to be opened by Ben.
Let's do it together. Let's do it together, okay? Like mother and best friend slash daughter, okay?
Ben, I love you, Ben.
These are sticky envelopes.
Wow.
And the winner is
Real Housewives of Miami. Once again, thanks all of our guests tonight. I cannot believe we got this caliber of guests. Thank you so much.
Thank you to the Crappers,
Walter and Katie.
Thank you all. Drive safely tonight.
We'd like to end the night with a group rendition of I Do Whatever I Want, nominated from the OC. Hit it, boys.
Crappins would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Dana C.
Dana Do.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Can't stop fanning over Tina Manning.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
Christy Wowardy Dowardy.
The Bay Area Betches
bitches.
And our super premium sponsors, the incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Erica 500 Days of Summers.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Undo your fasteners, it's Aaron Kastner.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Make it lastner with Aaron Kastner.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.